KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's check some high school sports last night around the area. Audubon hosting its girls' early bird track and field meet. It was Denison winning with 121 points. Trainer with 101 points was second. AHSTW with 90 points was third. Underwood fourth and Tri-Center placing fifth. Audubon, Logan Magnolia, Green County, Arweva, and Riverside round out the top 10. There were 14 teams in all. Among the champions in the 100-meter dash, Noel James of Trainer, the champ, and also Ryan Porch of AHSTW won both the 200 and 400-meter events. Reagan Anderson of Denison took the 800 meters. Aaron McMains of Underwood wins the 100 hurdles. Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center took the 1,500 and the 3,000-meter events. Vanessa Gunderson of Denison wins the 400 hurdles. The discus went to Brooklyn Olson of Greene County. Hannah Neiman of Denison won the high jump. Also in the long jump finals, Leslie Luft of Arweva, the champ. Sarah Hylison of Denison took the shot put. The relay champs, well, 4x100, Tri-Center. The 4x200, Trainer. Trainer also took the 4x4. Underwood won them 4x8. The shuttle hurdle went to Denison. The sprint medley relay title to Trainer and the distance medley to Logan Magnolia. Also, Stanton hosting its own co-ed track meet. That was run at Griswold last night. Griswold won the girls' title with 140 points. Sydney a close second with 138. East Mills, Stanton, and Essex the top five. Among the champs in the 100, Maddie Duncan of Sydney. Duncan also won the 400. Riley Jensen of Essex took the 200. Charlie Adams of Griswold wins the 800 meters. Hope Ogg of Griswold took the 100 hurdles. Charlie Adams of Griswold won the 1,500 and the 3,000 meters. Tara Peterson of Stanton took the 400 hurdles. In the discus, Paige Luft of Griswold, the champ. Riley Jensen of Essex wins the high jump. Jocelyn Amos of Griswold took the long jump, while Samantha York of Essex won the shot put. Also in the relays, Stanton took the 4x1, Griswold the 4x2. Sydney wins the 4x4 and the 4x8. Stanton wins the shuttle hurdle and the sprint medley relay title. Sydney took the distance medley relay crown. On the boys' side, at the Stanton co-ed, it was Griswold winning with 143 points, Sydney with 139 right behind, Tri-Center, East Mills, and Clarinda Academy, the top five. Individual champs include Spencer Mulbauer of Griswold in the 100, Colton Thornburg of Essex in the 200, Luke Daly of Essex in the 400, Brett McGee of Tri-Center in the 800. Derek Muller of Griswold wins the 110 hurdles, while Noah Jorgensen of Sydney took the 1600, Adam Thompson of Sydney the 3200. Derek Muller of Griswold wins the 400 hurdles. Discus went to Spencer Mulbauer of Griswold. Jack Roberts of Stanton took the high jump. Also, it was Colton Thornburg of Essex winning the long jump. Brady Lorimer of Sydney took the shot put event. Also, in the relay events last night, Clarinda Academy took the 4x1, Stanton the 4x2. Sydney took the 4x4 and the 4x8. Griswold won the shuttle hurdle relay. Clarinda Academy grabbed the sprint medley title and Tri-Center the distance medley relay championship last night. Also in high school soccer last night, it was Panorama downing Tri-Center 4-1, Carroll over Underwood 2-1, Harlan 4-1 over Trainer. Denison defeated Sergeant Bluff Luton in double overtime 1-0, Creston over Carlisle 3-1, Glenwood beat Missouri Valley 10-0. In golf last night, Clarinda wins over Southwest Valley both in boys and girls. On the girls' side, Clarinda had a 226 total. On the boys' side, Clarinda totaled 177. Southwest Valley didn't have enough to fill out a full team in either of those sides. Well, the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team will play for the national championship on Saturday. The Bearcats defeated the St. Anselm Hawks 76-53 in the Final Four Thursday night in Evansville, Indiana, in the Division II championships. For the second straight game, the Bearcats held just a two-point edge at halftime at 31-29. The second half, obviously a much different story, with Northwest using a 14-5 run to start the second half, and they raced away to a comfortable victory. Trevor Hudgens led the way again for Northwest with 27 points, 4 assists, and 6 steals. Atlantic native Ryan Hawkins had another big game with a double-double, 14 points and 14 rebounds. The Bearcats will now try to cap an undefeated season with a national championship Saturday afternoon. That'll be a 2 o'clock game at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. Northwest Missouri State facing Point Loma of California in the championship game. They beat Southern Indiana in the other semifinal game last night in Division II. Well, Ty Jerome scored 13 points, including a go-ahead three-pointer with 3:43 left, and number one seed Virginia reached its second regional final in 4 years with a 53-49 win over number 12 seed Oregon in the NCAA's South Region. Points were hard to come by for both schools, especially for the Cavaliers on a night they shot just 36% and matched a season low in scoring. But Virginia got baskets when they needed to outlast the Ducks, with Jerome's three the biggest. Virginia will face Purdue in the South Regional Final. Texas Tech is in a regional final for the second straight year after defeating Michigan 63-44 in the second West Regional semifinal in Anaheim, California. Jarrett Culver scored 22 points, and David Moretti added 15 as the Red Raiders knocked out last year's national runner-up. Purdue is in the South Regional final after outlasting Tennessee 99-94 in overtime. Carson Edwards made two of three free throws with 1 second left in regulation to force the overtime for the Boilermakers. He followed with six more in the extra session, including a free throw with 6 seconds left to seal the game. The third-seeded Boilermakers face number one seed Virginia in the championship game in that regional on Saturday. Gonzaga's in the Elite Eight as the Bulldogs beat Florida State 72-58, holding off the Seminoles and advancing to face Texas Tech in the regional final. Rui Hachimura scored 17 points, one of four Gonzaga players with at least 14. Trent Forrest scored 20 last night for the Florida State Seminoles. The schedule for tonight in NCAA Sweet 16 play. In the Midwest region, it'll be Auburn facing North Carolina and Houston battling Kentucky. In the East regional, LSU plays Michigan State and Virginia Tech will battle Duke this evening. In the CIT quarterfinals last night, Texas Southern beat Louisiana Monroe in triple overtime, 108-102 to advance. Hampton downed the New Jersey Institute of Technology, 82-70. In the CBI semifinals, South Florida winner over Loyola Marymount, 56-47 last night. Tonight in the CIT quarterfinals, Cal State Bakersfield will play at Wisconsin Green Bay. Iowa junior guard Maishi Daly is transferring from Iowa. Daly averaged just 2.5 points, 1.7 rebounds, and one assist in 12.4 minutes per game this past season. The Beachwood, Ohio native played in 80 games during his 3 years in Iowa City. Daly and head coach Fran McCaffrey each released statements. Daly said, "I'd like to thank Coach McCaffrey and the coaching staff for the opportunity to be a part of the Iowa program," and he wanted to wish his teammates the best of luck in the future. McCaffrey said Maishi has expressed his desire to play his final season elsewhere. Maishi's been a great teammate and a valuable member of the program throughout his career, and McCaffrey said, "We thank him for his contributions to our program, and we wish him the best." Iowa State women's basketball coach Bill Fennelly will reach a milestone season next fall when he begins his 25th season on the sideline in Ames. And after agreeing to a 3-year contract extension Thursday, the Dean of Big 12 coaches will continue his tenure at Iowa State beyond that anniversary campaign. Fennelly's contract extension runs through June 30th of 2025. As Fennelly prepares for his silver anniversary season in Ames, he'll join a list of peers with at least 25 years working at one school that includes the likes of Gino Auriemma, who's been 34 years at UConn, Doug Bruno, 33 years at DePaul, Sylvia Hatchell, who's been 33 years at North Carolina, Tara Vanderveer, 33 years with Stanford, and Muffet McGraw, who's been with Notre Dame for 32 years. Fennelly won his 500th game at Iowa State last season and has a 24-year record of 505-262. His career mark over 31 years is 671-315. His career win total is 14th nationally among active coaches. Fennelly's 2018-19 team was 26-9, finishing second in both the Big 12 regular season standings and the Big 12 tournament, and hosted two games in the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter says the Hawkeyes are not satisfied by just getting to the Sweet 16 for the 7th time in program history. Iowa plays North Carolina State tomorrow morning in a regional semifinal in Greensboro.
We want to achieve something special. You know, there's only been three women's teams at Iowa that have ever went to the Elite Eight. We want to make it four. We know it's going to be tough, but that's what the goal is.
A win would give the Hawkeyes their fourth trip to the Elite Eight and first since a Final Four run in 1993.
There's only been one team ever at Iowa that's won 29 games. We want to make it two. So there's still a lot of business and a lot of work to be done with this team.
Bluter says there are a lot of similarities between the Hawkeyes and the Wolfpack.
You know, neither team's real deep, and so it's kind of ironic that way. We both have really good centers. I think they look for the three ball a little bit more than we do. I think almost 40% of their shots are three-pointers, and they're making 35% of them. So they do a really, really good job with spot-up threes.
We'll have that Sweet 16 game for you tomorrow morning here on the radio. That's a 10:15 pregame, and 10:30 is tip time from Greensboro, Iowa, facing North Carolina State. In Major League Baseball, season openers yesterday, Milwaukee center fielder Lorenzo Cain soared above the wall to rob Jose Martinez of a tying home run for the final out of the game, lifting Christian Yelich and the Brewers over the St. Louis Cardinals 5-4 in the opener yesterday, heard on KJAN. We'll have game two of that series tonight, 6:15 pregame and 7:10 first pitch from Milwaukee. In other National League games, the Mets beat Washington 2-0, Philadelphia over Atlanta 10-4, Dodgers beat Arizona 12-5, Colorado over Miami 6-3, Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 5-3, and San Diego blanking San Francisco 2-0. In the American League, Brad Keller pitched two-hit ball over seven shutout innings, and Alberto Mondesi tripled twice, and the Kansas City Royals held off the Chicago White Sox 5-3 after the start of their season opener was delayed nearly 2 hours by rain. In other AL games, the Yankees beat Baltimore 7-2, Detroit in 10 innings, 2-0 over Toronto, Houston beat Tampa Bay 5-1, Oakland over the LA Angels 4-0, Minnesota beat Cleveland 2-0, Seattle over Boston 12-4. In one interleague game, the Chicago Cubs beat Texas 12-4. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.